Mridigashira Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some people trust their own instincts, drawing conclusions based on personal experiences and internal reasoning, while others seek validation, adjusting their beliefs and decisions based on external feedback and social approval. Mridigashira Nakshatra, known for its curiosity, adaptability, and thirst for knowledge, naturally leans toward questioning everything and exploring multiple perspectives. However, whether they are internally referenced, self-driven, or externally referenced, seeking validation from others, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter, Moon, Mercury, and Saturn in the 4th and 10th houses shape whether they derive confidence and decision-making from within or rely on external cues. If Jupiter is in the 4th house in Mridigashira, their frame of reference is deeply internal, meaning they trust their own wisdom, instincts, and intellectual curiosity to guide them. They do not feel the need to conform to societal expectations or seek validation, because they believe in their own ability to explore and discover truth. Their learning style is self-directed, meaning they prefer gathering knowledge at their own pace rather than following structured education. However, if Jupiter is in the 10th house, their reference frame shifts externally. Success becomes measured by career achievements, recognition from mentors, and the ability to influence society. They may still have strong personal convictions, but they start evaluating their progress based on how the world perceives them. If the moon is in the 4th house in Mridigashira, their sense of validation is strongly internal and emotionally driven. They process life through personal intuition, emotions, and deep subconscious experiences, making them highly self-reliant when it comes to making choices. They don't feel an intense need for social approval, as long as their emotional world feels balanced. However, if the moon moves to the 10th house, their frame of reference becomes externally conditioned. They begin to seek validation through public acknowledgement, professional status, and emotional responses from others. They are more likely to feel influenced by external expectations, adjusting their choices to maintain social or career stability. If Mercury is in the 4th house in Mridigashira, they tend to process information internally before expressing it. They prefer quiet contemplation, self-learning, and intellectual independence, making them less reliant on external feedback. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their reference frame shifts outward, meaning they feel the need to prove their intelligence, refine their communication for public influence, and gain intellectual validation from peers or superiors. Their thought process is constantly shaped by external debates, discussions, and professional demands. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Mridigashira, their sense of self is internally structured, meaning they build their confidence through self-discipline, reflection, and intellectual mastery. They do not easily let external opinions alter their decisions, instead relying on long-term planning and personal responsibility. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, their validation becomes externally conditioned. They measure their self-worth based on how well they conform to professional standards, career milestones, and societal roles. They may feel pressure to meet expectations and prove themselves through structured achievements rather than intellectual exploration alone. Mridigashira Nakshatra's intellectual curiosity and desire for exploration make it naturally open-minded and adaptive. But planetary placements determine whether they seek truth from within or adjust their beliefs based on external influences. Their challenge is to balance their ability to explore and question with the wisdom to know when to trust their inner voice, ensuring that they do not lose themselves in external validation or detach too much from constructive feedback. Mridigashira Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people take initiative, seeking new opportunities and leading from the front, while others respond to situations as they unfold, preferring to adapt rather than force action. Mridigashira Nakshatra, known for its restless curiosity, adaptability, and constant search for knowledge, naturally leans toward exploration and movement rather than rigid planning. However, whether they are proactive, self-initiating, or reactive, responding to external triggers, depends on planetary placements. Mars, Mercury, and Rahu in the 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses influence whether they take control of situations or adjust based on external circumstances. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Meghashira, their action preference is highly proactive. They are constantly initiating conversations, seeking out challenges, and pushing forward in competitive environments. They don't wait for opportunities. They create them, using their quick thinking and boldness to stay ahead. Their approach to action is direct, dynamic, and risk-taking, making them quick decision makers, but sometimes impulsive. However, if Mars is in the 10th house, their proactivity shifts to career and public influence, making them ambitious and driven to take leadership roles, initiate projects, and push forward in professional settings. They prefer being in control rather than waiting for external direction. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Meghashira, their approach to action is more reactive and mentally adaptive. They prefer to gather information, analyze patterns, and respond accordingly, rather than forcing action immediately. Unlike Mars, which acts on instinct, Mercury in this position thrives on intellectual adaptability, making them great at problem solving and quick thinking, but sometimes hesitant in decision making. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their reactivity becomes strategic in professional and public settings. They prefer to watch career trends, respond to external influences, and carefully craft their career moves based on logical assessment rather than impulsive ambition. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Meghashira, their action preference becomes unpredictable, erratic, and highly proactive in communication, networking, and risk-taking. They are always experimenting with new ideas, exploring unconventional opportunities, and pushing boundaries in their pursuit of knowledge and success. However, if Rahu moves to the 10th house, their action preference shifts toward reactivity in career and public life. They often respond to external pressures, societal trends, and unexpected career shifts, making bold moves in reaction to opportunities rather than out of pure internal ambition. Meghashira Nakshatra's exploratory nature ensures that their actions are always dynamic and adaptable. But planetary placements determine whether they take control of situations immediately or respond strategically to external influences. Those with proactive tendencies initiate and lead, while those with reactive tendencies master the art of adaptability and timing. Their greatest strength lies in balancing their natural curiosity with the ability to take decisive action when needed, ensuring they remain both flexible and effective in their pursuits. Meghashira Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people thrive in flexible, ever-changing environments, adapting as they go, while others prefer structured, methodical execution, following a step-by-step plan. Meghashira Nakshatra, known for its curiosity, adaptability, and love for exploration, naturally leans toward options-based thinking, preferring to explore multiple possibilities rather than commit to a single fixed path. However, whether they operate with an options-driven mindset, preferring flexibility, or a procedures-driven mindset, favoring structure and discipline, depends on planetary placements. Rahu and Mars in the 3rd and 6th houses encourage adaptability, while Mercury and Saturn in the 6th and 10th houses promote structured execution. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Meghashira, their operational style is highly options-based. They prefer to explore, experiment, and constantly shift between different approaches, making them innovative but sometimes inconsistent. They thrive in dynamic environments where they can engage in multiple interests, take risks, and challenge traditional ways of thinking. However, this can lead to lack of commitment and an inability to settle into a structured workflow, which can clash with practical demands for stability. If Rahu is in the 6th house, they still prefer options, but with a more problem-solving orientation, meaning they experiment with different ways to complete tasks in work and health, but still maintain a level of routine and focus. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Meghashira, they operate in high-energy, instinct-driven mode, excelling in fields requiring fast decision-making and adaptability. Their approach to work is aggressive, competitive, and trial-based, preferring to act quickly rather than overplan. However, this can sometimes lead to rushed execution and difficulty following through on structured tasks. If Mars is in the sixth house, their operational style becomes more disciplined and focused on endurance, integrating strategic problem solving with long-term goal setting, ensuring that their natural curiosity doesn't lead to scattered efforts. If Mercury is in the sixth house in Mitigashira, their operational style leans heavily toward procedures. They thrive in structured work environments that require analysis, logical execution, and step-by-step processing. They excel at breaking down complex problems into manageable pieces, ensuring clarity and refinement in execution. Unlike Rahu, which jumps between ideas, Mercury in this position follows a structured learning curve, ensuring that each step builds upon the last. If Saturn is in the 10th house in Mrigashira, their work style is procedural, long-term focused, and highly disciplined. They prefer hierarchical, well-structured work environments, excelling in corporate, government, or leadership roles that require patience and commitment. They dislike sudden changes and unstructured workflows, thriving when there is a clear roadmap to follow. While this provides stability, it can sometimes suppress Mrigashira's natural exploratory instincts, making them feel trapped in rigid structures. Mrigashira Nakshatra's innate curiosity and love for discovery make it naturally inclined toward options-driven thinking, where they can explore different paths, innovate, and remain mentally engaged. However, planetary placements determine whether they embrace flexibility or commit to structured execution. The key for Mrigashira natives is to balance their adaptability with enough structure to ensure their ideas and explorations lead to concrete results, allowing them to thrive both in spontaneous creativity and methodical mastery. Mrigashira Nakshatra, views, general or specific. Some people see the bigger picture, focusing on broad themes and abstract connections, while others prefer to analyze details, breaking things down into precise structured elements. Mrigashira Nakshatra, known for its intellectual curiosity, adaptability, and constant quest for knowledge, naturally leans toward seeking multiple perspectives rather than fixating on rigid structures. However, whether they process information in big picture, general, or detail-oriented, specific chunks, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the first, fifth, and ninth houses influence whether they focus on overarching themes or precise details. If Jupiter is in the first house in Mrigashira, their thinking is broad and general, meaning they process life through patterns, expansive knowledge, and conceptual awareness, rather than meticulous details. They prefer to see the world as an interconnected web of ideas and experiences, making them excellent at theorizing, storytelling, and abstract thinking. However, they may overlook finer details in favor of the bigger picture, assuming that things will naturally fit into place. If Jupiter moves to the ninth house, this big picture thinking expands even further, drawing them toward philosophy, spiritual exploration, and cultural understanding, often making them more focused on wisdom and exploration rather than on technical precision. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Mrigashira, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and analytical. They enjoy breaking down information into structured steps, excelling in language, writing, and technical expertise. Unlike Jupiter, which seeks to grasp general truths, Mercury in this position wants exact definitions, logical sequences, and structured execution, making them proficient in fine-tuned communication, strategic thinking, and problem solving. However, if Mercury moves to the ninth house, their thinking expands into more generalized, big-picture perspectives, meaning they become less focused on the specifics of an argument and more interested in overarching knowledge and philosophical insights. If Ketu is in the first house in Mrigashira, their understanding is paradoxically broad, yet deeply instinctual. They don't process knowledge in a structured way, but instead absorb insights intuitively, seeing connections without logical steps. They may struggle to explain their thought process in detail because their mind jumps between abstract ideas rather than following linear reasoning. However, if Ketu is in the fifth house, their thinking becomes highly detail-oriented but non-linear, meaning they notice hidden details and symbolic patterns that others might overlook, They excel in esoteric knowledge, mysticism, or deep research, but they may struggle with traditional academic learning methods. Meghashira Nakshatra's intellectual curiosity and love for exploration make it adaptable to both macro and micro thinking, depending on planetary influences. When planetary placements emphasize big picture awareness, they excel in abstract thought, philosophy, and broad intellectual exploration. But when detail-oriented influences dominate, they become methodical thinkers capable of precise analysis and technical mastery. Their challenge is to balance their natural love for discovery with the patience to refine details, ensuring that their intellectual pursuits lead to both depth and breadth of understanding. Meghashira Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some people flourish in collaborative environments, thriving on continuous interaction and teamwork. Others prefer to work independently but remain near others for stimulation and idea exchange, while some work best in complete solitude, where they can focus without distraction. Meghashira Nakshatra, known for its restless curiosity, adaptability, and intellectual sharpness, naturally leans toward work that allows movement, learning, and flexibility rather than rigid structures. However, whether they function best in team settings, together, near others but independently, proximity, or in complete solitude, solo, depends on planetary placements. Venus, Mercury, and Ketu in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape their ability to collaborate, work alongside others, or prefer self-reliance. If Venus is in the 3rd house in Meghashira, they prefer working together, excelling in creative, communicative, and socially engaging work environments. They enjoy roles in media, writing, marketing, fashion, and diplomacy, where they can exchange ideas and collaborate with like-minded individuals. They thrive in dynamic teams where social interaction fuels creativity and progress, but they may struggle in overly rigid or isolated work settings. If Venus is in the 10th house, they still prefer team-based environments, but with a leadership role, ensuring that their ideas and influence are recognized within the group rather than just being a passive participant. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Meghashira, they work best in proximity-based settings, where they engage in discussions and collaborations, but still maintain personal intellectual independence. They enjoy jobs that involve problem-solving, writing, analytics, and research, where they can work alone, yet have access to collaborative brainstorming when needed. If Mercury moves to the 10th house, their proximity-based preference extends to leadership positions, meaning they engage in high-level discussions, strategy sessions, and negotiations, but prefer to work independently on execution. If Ketu is in the 6th house in Meghashira, they work best solo, excelling in self-driven professions where they can operate on their own terms without excessive supervision or group reliance. They dislike repetitive tasks, structured corporate environments, and micromanagement, preferring roles that involve research, spirituality, esoteric knowledge, or creative writing. If Ketu is in the 10th house, their solo work preference becomes even more pronounced, leading them to careers in consulting, freelancing, or unconventional professions where they do not have to conform to rigid workplace expectations. Meghashira Nakshatra's intellectual agility and need for exploration allow them to excel in both team-based and independent roles, but planetary placements determine whether they thrive in direct collaboration, require space while staying connected, or prefer complete autonomy. Their challenge is to balance their need for variety with the ability to commit to structured work environments, ensuring they stay engaged without feeling restricted.